His mind was flitting with butterfly randomness among myriad thoughts flooding his brain. Killian would have needed a sizable sample to make the comparison. Somehow he must have got that. But how? And where had he hidden it? He opened his eyes again to find Cohen watching him.
"You think Fleischer didn't die in Agadir?" the old man said. "Adam Killian was certain he didn't. So you believe he found someone that he thought to be Fleischer?"
"Yes."
"But how would he know? How would he ever have suspected?"
Enzo shook his head.
"I have no idea. But your hair sample gave him the means by which he thought he could prove it. Do you have a photograph you can show me?"
"Yes, of course."
Cohen lifted his briefcase onto the table and took out a fat manila folder. Enzo watched as he thumbed through yellowing documents with official stamps, extracts from registers of birth and marriage, reports, correspondence, photographs. Dozens of photographs, including several old, blurred prints from his youth. A smiling young man giving no clue as to the monster within. Finally, Cohen separated out an 8x10 black-and-white print and pushed it across the table toward Enzo.
"That's probably about the best. Taken around 1945, we think."
"What about the ones taken in Morocco?"
"Unfortunately, the photographs taken in Agadir were lost with our operatives in the earthquake."
Enzo took out his half-moon reading glasses and perched them on the end of his nose to peer at the print Cohen had given him. Fleischer stood grinning self-consciously for the camera. He was in uniform but holding his cap in his hands. It had clearly been blown up from a smaller print and was grainy but quite sharp. His face was thin and pale. He had a thick head of black hair and cautious eyes. Enzo stared at it for a very long time. There was something familiar about the face, although it was difficult to say what. Something, perhaps, in the set of the jaw or the line of the mouth. But this had been taken more than 60 years ago. If the man in the photograph were still alive, he would be in his 90s now, virtually unrecognizable.
"And you, monsieur?"
Enzo looked up, eyebrows raised to meet Cohen's naked curiosity.
"Do you believe he found Eric Fleischer?"
"Yes, I do," Enzo said. "And I also believe he is still alive."